What would motivate a group of people to wait and pray 10 days for a blessing that they didn't know anything about, something that had been promised to them by their leader who had been crucified, raised from the dead, had been raised out of their sight, and said, I'm going away, I'm going to be replaced by the Holy Spirit? And they prayed 10 days. You know, it's hard for me to pray for 10 minutes sometimes. They prayed for 10 days and waited. What would motivate them to do that? It was faith. They believed in the promise of Jesus Christ. They believed in it so much, they would not doubt. They would not leave. They would not go home to their businesses in Galilee. They would not go home to their families in Galilee, but they would wait for the promise because they believed. So many people that I have talked to think that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is only for those special saints that God has designated, that it's only for the super holy people. But I'm here to tell you, the Holy Spirit is a promise to all who will believe Jesus. That's what he said. And if we will believe him, then we can receive the Holy Spirit. This is what the Apostle Peter said about the Holy Spirit, that it was received and it acted out through us by faith. When he was defending the Gentiles who had received the Holy Spirit, he's in the 15th chapter of Acts, he said, they received the Holy Spirit just as we did. And the Holy Spirit purified their hearts by faith. They were believing so that they could receive. Let's read about it in Acts chapter 1, verse 12. Then they returned unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. And there was staying both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon Zelotes and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brothers. Then we go to chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. You see, they believed God, and the great infilling of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost came upon them just as Jesus promised, and they had power to speak, and they were able to speak in languages that they had not learned, and spoke to them in their very own native language, a language they did not know, a real miracle for that day. You see, because they believed Jesus enough to obey him, to wait, and to pray, to ask God, and believe that the promise was coming, they received a wonderful blessing. Hearts were purified. They were empowered. What a powerful demonstration of God's grace. Well, I believe Jesus, and I believe that the infilling of the Holy Spirit is for me. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for sending the Holy Spirit, for giving us the power and the purity that we might be your servants, that we might have power to speak, that we might have power to take your gospel into this world, to live according to your word and your will. In Jesus' name, amen.